I have the pleasure now to be joined by the Reverend Bridget Spain, the Minister of the Dublin Unitarian Church. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
So tell us, the Unitarian Church, lots of people might know the building on Stephen's Green, but they might not know a lot more about than the beautiful building. So tell us a bit of the background to the Unitarians.
Well, the history of the Unitarians in Ireland goes back to the 16th century, when Puritan settlers, mainly from London and Bristol, came to the city. And these people would have believed that the Reformation hadn't been radical enough, because the Reformation maintained a system of hierarchy and a creed, and they believed that no one has the right to tell anyone else what to believe about God. And that is the core of the Unitarian Church right to this day.
And so were they Cromwellians?
They would have been Cromwellian settlers, and who felt that after the restoration of the monarchy in 1660, returning to England mightn't have been such a good idea.
And perhaps I'm being a bit ignorant, but people would often associate Unitarians as very peace-loving and wouldn't necessarily imagine they came from a Cromwellian past. Is there a bit of a clash there?
There seems to be, but the Cromwellians were really, really independent thinkers. People who believed you read your Bible and you took the meaning from it. It wasn't up to a minister or a bishop or anyone else to tell you what to believe about it. And because they never set down a system of belief or a creed, the emphasis on the church has changed over almost 400 years. And while we are still very independent thinkers, we're not quite as Puritan as the Cromwellians were. Okay. We enjoy a good time.
Well, I'd like to think, I dropped down earlier and there was some music on, so I was glad to hear that there was music allowed in the church.
Absolutely.
In terms of the culture and in terms of the city, how important is that to the Unitarian Church?
Tonight is a terrific night because we get to open our doors and let people come in to the church. Now, we're very open in our attitudes. Unfortunately, security means that the doors are closed except when there's something on. And an awful lot of people come into that beautiful building and say, I've passed this by so many times and I've never been here. And it isn't our building. It belongs to the city. And we love people to come in and visit or whatever.
And in terms of how open you are, perhaps the lineup this evening reflects some of that. Can you tell us what type of groups that you had in today?
We have something different on the hour until 11 o'clock. And these would be contacts made by our organist and also by members within the congregation who were involved in social areas of the town, of city life. One was a group of refugees belonging to Dublin City of Sanctuary. And they were people who shared songs and music and their stories with us. And that's a contact we have through working with refugees. We have a play on in about half an hour's time, and that's to do with a group who are dealing with issues of drug taking. So very, very diverse. In the meantime, we've had a voice production class, or do we're singing, so there'll be something different all the time.
And I suppose that reflects being in the centre of the city.
Yes.
That it has a very mixed population, and it has being right there on Stephen's Green. It's such a beautiful building. Tell me a bit about the building.
The building was built as a Unitarian church, opened for worship in 1863. The previous building, that one of the previous buildings is now the Children's Ark in Eustace Street, a very plain building to us, but at the time was considered very ornate, and the Quakers were heard to say of us that it was so ornate, the railings, that there couldn't be much religion inside it. But they had plain meeting houses. And on old maps of Dublin, they would be called Presbyterian meeting houses, because to be a Unitarian was illegal until 1818.
And that was because the Church of Ireland was the dominant church and they didn't accept variations on that.
We were the dissenting Protestants of history.
Yeah.
Catholic, Protestant and dissenters.
And do you think, are the Unitarians still a dissenting group?
dissenting from mainstream things, you know, we are the first group, you know, we have no issues with regard to gender or sexual orientation. We have gay clergy for many, many years. We've, even before the law changed, we did blessings for same-sex couples. Now we do legal marriages. You know, we're not interested in people's private lives. You know, we expect people to live good, decent lives. And when people are accepted by their community, all their worries sort of drift away, and they're themselves, and they're honest, and they contribute to society.
And I suppose when you have that kind of openness and that welcoming attitude, is that something that fits easy with different people's interpretations of Bibles and stuff?
There would have been a discussion about it at one time, because we have an affiliation with the non-subscribing Presbyterian Church in Northern Ireland, and it was more difficult for them. But the non-subscribing Presbyterian Church has issued a declaration that they are absolutely happy to accept people irrespective of their sexual orientation.
And how long has there been women as church leaders?
For more than 100 years.
Oh, okay, that's a really long way back, yeah. The discussion about women priests must seem very odd when it's been so established in your church.
Very, very odd, yeah. You know, and very odd when people comment on me being the woman, the minister. I am the first woman to hold the position in Dublin and the first Irish person in many years. Oh. So I'm very proud of that.
Okay, that's fantastic. Getting back to Culture Night then, how late this evening will you be open?
We're open until there's something at 11 o'clock, and as people drift away after that, we close the doors.
Okay. So I believe there's a play on at 9, and that's by one of the inner city groups that you were speaking about earlier, to do with addiction. And I think then Ardu, the different type of singing group, will be back on. I dropped down
workshop,
earlier.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a fabulous workshop, and you can go down and you can take part. You might even be made to take part.
That's it, you know. And it's lovely for people to come and have a bit of music in their lives and enjoy the lovely evening.
Okay. The Reverend Bridget Spain, the Minister of the Dublin Unitarian Church, Coramina Margot.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay.